Blog Talk Radio. It's a lovely Monday, and we are live on the air. This is May Pang speaking to you from New York. And how is it down there in Nashville the day after Mother's Day?
It's cloudy and kind of gloomy. It was a beautiful Mother's Day here. I mean, it was a gorgeous day here. But yeah, it's kind of funky here today. Yeah, and I have to mow my. I call it a yard, but you know, my house sits in the middle of a field. I got to mow later today. I'm hoping that it won't rain because the grass is pretty high. But that's my excitement for the day. And just for our peeps to know, we are expecting our guest, but he hasn't called in yet. So if anybody is out there and happens to walk past Steve Boone, tell him he's supposed to be calling us. But anyway, So what's been going on with you, Chicklet?
Well, there's a lot of things, but I want to just make a mention for somebody who's been under the weather, and that's my friend Mario, who did the theme for our show. Yeah, he's been under the weather, and I hope he gets well quick. The other thing, it's like, you know, I wrote on the, you know, I live in this county, which, you know, a few people know. And this, I've never seen things happen, and it's all of a sudden, it's just everything is piling up. There's a podiatrist that got arrested with his girlfriend for plotting
know him? Do you know him? Oh, my gosh.
Well, indirectly, I know him in the sense of the fact that I went to his practice to see another doctor, another associate. And I remember meeting him a couple of times, but that's about it. But then another friend musician came, you know, said, oh, he's mine. He's a nice guy. And someone wrote, yeah, so was Ted Bundy.
Yeah, no kidding. Did he have murder in his eyes when you saw him? I mean, what, he was plotting with someone to have his wife killed, right?
Well, not only that, not only about his wife, but at the same time, he was trying to rough up two insurance investigators as well that were looking into his practice.
Oh, my gosh. I think these guys think that they're going to get away with this. And he looked like a pretty normal-looking guy. I mean,
Absolutely.
Crazy-eyed or anything.
It's just like, and then of course, there was what else, we had the town supervisor, although it was not my side and not my town, but it was, you know, for a lot of other people in Ramapo, he gets arrested, and then I'm reading yesterday, the ex-police chief who retired, misappropriation of maybe some more funds and money. He's making a lot of money. He was the highest paid law enforcement official in the state.
Oh my gosh. So you got a lot of summer sizzling, hot time in suburbia.
I felt like I was in Peyton Place. And then, of course, there was one a couple of weeks earlier that talked about a guy who was a businessman, and he had a lot of police officials in New York City in his pocket because he was buying gun permits. And he made a lot of money, you know, and he bought, you know, obviously the cops were making, whoever was on the take, the high officials were making a lot of money because he was, I think it was like, I think it said in there, it was like $9,000 a gun permit. I'm sitting there going, really? I mean, we really doing this? And of course, they go to his home to ask him some questions, this businessman, and it turns out, it's also in my neck of the woods. I started laughing. I said, they're all coming in. I'm leaving. I got to go.
Well, you know, the thing is, May, now everybody's getting found out because, of course, it's just so much easier to find things out now and keep track of things, you know, because of the internet and all that. Can you imagine what went on before all of this that we're not even aware of?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's so
wow.
It's so bizarre. So anyway,
wow.
So that's the story, and that's only in my county. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm not talking about anything else that goes on, but definitely, you know, that is going on. And then I'm going to go to England because I'm going to do a talk at this people who were there, you know, for this award for the best PA, you know, personal assistants that they have, you know, on a yearly basis. It's going to be lovely.
Well,
like
and
it.
Of course you had a history as a personal assistant, as most people know. With some famous beeps. Yeah. So I mean, you know those jobs always sound so cool, May, but without a doubt,
you know. You know, people don't realize it is not, you know, when I was doing, being a personal assistant, I did not, all I focused on was really work in hand. I wanted to learn more about everything that it entailed in the sense of the you know, going to, I love the recording studio. That's my favorite bit. I love being in there. You know, doing that, but you also had the other side where you work, you know, taking care of the clothes, you know, making sure the laundry's out, the groceries in, and making coffee, and you know, there's other, those are the other menial things besides making phone calls and doing the work in the office on, you know, that the list that you're given. So if you're on a project, it's an all day thing. You know, it's like I think I was working.
It's hard
at one
work.
Point,
I mean, it's
it
literally
hard.
You give up your own person to be somebody's.
Yeah.
And some, of course, are more demanding than others. But it's not something I would be able to do without, you know, my mouth getting me in trouble. So I'd be too prone to bitch slapping. You know, I'm a little handy that way. But not my thing. Hey, speaking of which, okay. Did you watch The Good Wife at all? Do you watch that show? They had
yes,
the finale last
do.
Night.
I
did you watch it last night?
Yes, I did. I wasn't sure about this ending that I saw, though.
It was horrible. I wrote a whole dissertation on it on Facebook today. I felt like it rolled that car rolled to a stop on flat tires. That the show just rolled to a stop on flat. To me, and one of my friends said it. It was just the same way Seinfeld ended. You were like, what? That's it? These people were not, you know, to me it came off that she really was a very unlikable person all along, and we were manipulated into believing she was the good wife. You know, I thought it was not a great way to end the show, me personally. It was like, huh?
I know, yeah. Because she apparently was supposed to be standing by her man, then she wanted this guy, and then
mm-hmm.
it just, he, you know, that's how he ended, you know, him looking for, walking off on his own. She's looking for the guy, but he's nowhere to be found. And,
you know,
I
said the only thing that would have made it better for me would have been if Diane had punched her in the face instead of slapped her.
Slapped
then I would have said, all right, you know, but I was disappointed. But a lot of shows, they've got their finales coming up, but some of them are actually going off the air, too. So it's always interesting to see how they want it ended. I personally thought Downton Abbey ended in a wonderful way as a tribute to what the show was. Of course, it was a different kind of show. You know, it wasn't the same, but The Good Wife, blah, I thought it was terrible.
You know,
like,
and it started off, because I really liked the show. And so it's kind of, at the end, it was like, okay. I'm not sure I like this ending. And, you know, the guy comes back, Will, you know, the guy that supposedly she
well, yeah, it was kind of like a Christmas Carol, only, you know, the ghosts of, I don't know. I didn't like it. I was disappointed. Not that you need everybody to live happily ever after, but, you know, she was such a victim through the entire years that the show was on, you know, like a roller coaster victim. And then finally it's over and now she's victimized us. You know, it's like, I don't know. I didn't like it. But anyway, I'm not writing the show and they didn't ask me to, as my ex-husband used to say to me, did they ask you to write it? Then shut up. So I'm shutting up.
I guess he's right. Phil's right in a sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he is. We hate to say it, but you know, there's a reason why we have a whole continent between us, and that's one of them. Okay.
That's what.
But you know, Tennessee this time of the year, when everything grows, it's buggy here. I mean, I've seen so many different kinds of spiders since I've moved here, May, that I'm almost thinking that I'm being punked. You know, I'm talking spiders that have an abdomen the size of a silver dollar. Like, what
right.
is that? You know, down.
I don't want to know about those things.
Yeah, this is the buggy time of the year, and you just kind of have to deal with it. You know, we didn't have much of a winter, so nothing was really killed off, if you know what I mean.
No, it's true, and people don't realize you do need the winter if you live in an all different seasons type area, because the winter kills off the bugs so that they don't come back in double and triple. And because it was such a mild winter, it didn't kill off the eggs. So now it's going to be triple the amount of whatever insect is out there. I mean, I learned a lot living a little outside of the city, and it really is disturbing when I see mosquitoes. I just don't want to know about it. But, you know, that's part of our everyday thing out here, and, you know, I'm just glad I didn't get bit too badly last year.
Yeah, but the mosquito situation is, you know, now it's as serious as tick bites. So
I know.
I don't know.
Or that Zika virus or whatever.
The Zika,
you know.
Which.
That's another story on its own. I was going to say, did you have a good Mother's Day?
I worked. You know, I worked for my friend with the catering business. They had a big Mother's Day brunch at this place in Nashville called the Traveler's Rest, which is one of these old antebellum homes. And you know, they opened them up too. And it was really nice. The people were lovely. It was sunny. It was pretty. I didn't eat anything because I don't eat that kind of food. So I was good. And then, let's see, what did I do when I came home? I was like, okay, I'm going to watch The Good Wife. So I'm going to make some guacamole. And I'm going to have some chips. And I thought I had the stuff to make guacamole. Did not. Had the chips. And then I went to make coffee, and my milk is out of date. And I was furious. And, you know, I don't live anywhere near. For me to get in the car to go and get milk is like a 15-minute journey, you know. It's like, no. So I was in a pissy mood anyway. But my Mother's Day was nice. You know, my kids are in L.A., so I heard from both of them. My daughter made a collage of funny pictures, and my son posted something really nice. And, you know, I mean, we hit the jackpot as far as being parents, so we're all good with that. And, you know, I'm happy. And my daughter is starting a job today working for a physical therapist out there because she's going to school to be a physical therapist. So.
Ah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
So,
you,
I mean, you know, so just keep track of all your aches and pains because you know what? She'll be able to take care of you. So it's lining up just in time for me. And,
yeah, I know the feeling. Believe me, I do know that feeling. It's crazy. But, you know, I had the weekend. I spent a couple of days with my daughter. She came by. And, you know, we went out for breakfast on Sunday. And Archie, my guy at the diner, who owns the diner, and him and his wife, we saw them, and they were very happy to see Laura. And then we had breakfast there, came back, we did. Trying to get keys made was so hard. I never got it made. So my other friend Pat will go out and get them done later on. I mean, it was just trying to get keys made. Couldn't find a locksmith. I went to Home Depot, and it didn't do it for me. It just somehow came up short. And then they had this other machine, where people, but they didn't have my size key, but it was so funny. This guy said, I'm having these keys made, you know, by this machine. And when the key comes down, I don't know what kind of metal it is. It's, I don't even know if it's metal. I don't know what it is.
Really?
It's so light. Yeah, it's so light that you think that it's just going to, that it's fake.
Snap
you
off in the lock? Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't think it's a real key. That's the
Wait,
thing.
Is it door keys? Cause That's
but
funny.
It is so light that if you could blow on it, it probably would fall off, you know, just fly away. And I just couldn't believe the guy. There was a guy before me who was like trying to, who got his keys made. He goes, look at this material. And I picked it up and I said, what is this? I felt like it was cardboard. But somebody's making money because that's what's happening. And,
well, see, a lot of times when you go to those key machines and then you go to take the key home and it doesn't work, you know, it's like, okay, you know,
so,
you
I
have
mean, if
one
you get
little
it,
teeny tiny thing off, you
know. And that's what happened to me. So I was looking for a real locksmith, but so I couldn't find one. So it was Sunday, so it was tough. You know, I didn't do it. And then we all went out to sushi, and I call it my daughters that I saw this weekend, my other daughters, and it's my daughter's roommate. So we all went out, and we went for sushi. And then the day before, the night when I picked up Lara, I saw another girlfriend that I hadn't seen who'd been living in Korea for a while, and she was teaching. She said she was coming back. And Christina was like, oh, she was like my other daughter. So I saw them. It was nice. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got a lot of response from our show with Billy Amendola when we did the show about Prince.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got a huge spike in listenership. And, you know, now it's, of course, you know, we're flipping up rocks and, you know, there's Prince families everywhere now, apparently.
Oh,
you know,
my God, yes.
It's like, and the details. You know, listen, there's no denying the fact that something was going on in his life that was not healthy for him and it contributed to him dying. But the conspiracy theories out there are just ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's, I don't know.
I don't know. Either.
I just think it's unfortunate that, he didn't have his affairs more in order, but it's not surprising given the kind of person that he was, you know, it just wasn't on his radar. Why would it be, you know, at that age?
I know. And it just sort of makes you think. But then at his age, he's what? How old was he? 50? How old
was he? Was late 50, I think 57 maybe. Yeah.
And he didn't look it, but still.
No.
It was just amazing that he didn't have it, especially when you have that amount, that you have property, you have some, you know, it's not like you're a poor person and you have nothing to give, you have no asset.
Right.
The minute you
because
have asset.
Yeah. I mean,
anybody
it,
who
then
even
they
had
a picture. They had a picture online of this island that he owns in the Turks and Caicos that's like spectacular.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking, wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, so it's, and plus it's, a lot of the family are people who were down on their luck, and now they've all lawyered up. And by the time they get finished, the lawyers are going to walk away with so much of that estate because he didn't protect it, you know, and that's sad. Because you know the lawyers are just going to eat it up.
And not only that, they didn't have, you know, it's also how the body was going to be, you know, buried and all that stuff. That, you know, people have to understand, you got to look at all of this, whether how you want it done, you know, at the end of the day. And it's not about, I know before you always thought, oh my God, I'm going to, you know, when you talk about the will, you talk about, oh God, I'm not dying yet. And I know what it makes everybody think, but it, you know, but it's not that. It's the fact you got to get your affairs. If you even have a house, maybe you own nothing else but the house, that you still have to put together as well, because if you died and there was no will and it gets it could be contested by a million people. Well, I'm next in line. No, I'm next in line or whatever else, you know.
Well, I mean,
and if
I
you
think
don't want somebody,
there has actually been a couple of half brothers and sisters that have come forward and said, oh, well, you know, now they're doing DNA testing and all of that. And it's like, okay, how many more? You know, like I said, the shame of it is, let's say there's 10 of them and they each have a lawyer. Each of those lawyers is going to take such a huge percentage of that money that, you know, a bulk of his estate is going to go to attorney fees, which is, you know, great if you're the attorney, but, you know, unfortunate. It's just,
hey, you know what? I guess we didn't get Steve this time. I'm just looking.
Yeah, Steve Boone. Well, you know, he is an adventurer, so maybe he woke up this morning and he had himself. For those of you, you know, who like when we do our, you know, blast to the past, he was in the Love and Spoonful. He also lived on a boat for like 4 years in the Caribbean, just decided, I'm going, and off he went. I mean, he's a very interesting guy. He's written a book.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that, you know, everything is okay, and maybe he just had an adventure that he couldn't pull himself away from. So.
I know.
Maybe he was the guy that won that $400 million Powerball over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Lordy. Yeah.
I know.
Somebody in Jersey, right?
In Trenton. I know. And I said to somebody, I said, you got to be in it. Even if you do $1, it'll be that one. No, it's $2.
Yeah.
And you just do it. You know, if you're
you
gotta not
be
in
it
then,
to win it. That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And it'll start all over again. So whoever that person is, and when he comes, there's, what was it from that massive other Powerball one that was like?
It was almost a billion.
A billion?
Yeah.
There's one person out there that didn't claim it yet.
And see, you'd like to think that you know, but it could be a ticket that somebody just, because I'm bad, May, about checking my tickets.
I'm the same way.
Like six times,
that's terrible.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, it okay, my friend Tish, and I love her, but she can be a bit of a ditz. She's never played Powerball before, so we stopped to get a Powerball. Well, she thought once you buy a ticket, you have that number forever. With all the, I said, Tish, you got to buy a new ticket every drawing. She's like, what? So I think that was her first and last foray, but she won $7 because she had the Powerball, and she had, yeah. I was like, see, your little investment brought you back a return. But I didn't even have one of the stinking numbers, not even one.
No, neither did I.
So,
I mean, that's the same way. So it's ridiculous. So, I'm doing another, I'm going to probably do another garage sale. I'm just, but, you know, just for everybody who was on my Facebook and saw that, they go, yes, you know, once you sell, and you know that contract has been completed. You have no case. I said, here's the problem. I don't care if you sell my stuff, resell it. But if my name is attached to it and there's an intimation that something else is more than what it is, that's a problem.
Oh yeah, you're referring to the
cello.
Was it a cello that the guy bought for $10 and tried to sell for $3,000?
Yeah. And so that's the thing, you know. Don't say it's somebody else, because it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be out there. Let's put it that way. So,
no.
But it was kind of an interesting, because listen, I don't. If more power to you. If you just said I bought it at May's house, and you know, and someone said, yeah, I'll buy it. It was in her house, you know. No John Lennon. No, nothing. He did not even come near it. Nothing. Nope, he was never in this house either. So there you go. So,
oh my gosh!
But I am doing another sale. Do you need anything? I have graders. I have everything. There isn't a thing I don't have, and I can't fit it into into another place. You know, and I have. But I decided I'm taking my pizza maker with me, though.
Of course you are. For when I come up there, come on. Hey, you know, I will tell you though. Do you have Whole Foods up there?
Of course I do.
Whole Foods. Okay. Well, we don't have any close to me, but I was with my sister last week and we went to a Whole Foods. They have really good pizza, May.
I
mean, it's not bad. Yeah.
I know.
If they were closer, I'd be going to get one when we got off the air. But that, for me to go, it's 75 miles for me to get to the nearest Whole Foods.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome. Yeah, I live out in the part of Tennessee where we don't care about healthy food, okay? Yeah, that's where I live.
Yeah.
So,
oh my
yeah.
God. Jeez. One
we
way.
Grow our own. We grow our own and we shoot our own out where I am. Yeah.
You know, that isn't on my list. Thank you very much.
Hey, I went out of my house the other day and there was a coyote standing right next to my car. He had a bit of an attitude, too. He was looking at me like, what? What are you looking at? Yeah.
Well, how about
standing there?
Did you see the I saw it this morning on Live with Kelly and Michael. It was funny. This alligator comes up and rings the doorbell and waits.
No.
Yes. You can find it on.
Where do these people
I
get this stuff? You know, do you think there's people that just sit with their video thing on just in case they're going to catch something? Okay. Because there was another one with the guy who made the door, the cat door in his door, and was trying to show the cat how to go through the door, and the cat just jumped up and opened the door with the handle and let himself in. It was hilarious. But it's like, okay, I don't know. I'm not that
–
I have no skills with
a
camera.
A cat is one thing.
An alligator, yeah, no.
And I think the person saw the alligator by the side of the house. It was right by the porch. Came up.
That is funny.
And next thing you know, it reached up to the doorbell and then came down and just sort of sat there. Like, ding dong, I'm here.
All right, that would be kind of, okay, incarnation, nation, yikes. I'd be a little scared of that. Well, there was something else on, I'm not allowed to post any more cat stuff because I got a little out of control, you know. So I'm in, you know, I'm a cataholic, so I'm in rehab now, but... Some of the stuff that they post is hilarious. It's like, okay, I don't get to my record button fast enough. It's already happened and it's over by the time I get it. So I have no YouTube stars on there or anything. It doesn't work for me. But some of these people get some unbelievable shots.
I know. I think because if they know they're animals, then they can get some of it. But
yep.
Anyway, we're down to the time, and we missed
yes.
you, Steve.
Well,
I hope everything's
Steve,
okay.
We missed you, and hopefully you are on an adventure. But, you know, hey, listen, we love to promote, so his book is Hotter Than a Match Hit, Life on the Run with the Love and Steve Boone. I'm sure he'll come back and share this adventure he had today when he couldn't make it to our show. So what's on the horizon for you? You're getting your garage sale. I think I'm going to do a garage sale with Nancy, our friend Nancy
Leander.
Oh, there you go. I think she'll get more traffic out where she is.
Yeah, I'm going to do another speaking engagement in front of some women. The working women out there. Another one here next Tuesday.
Cool.
I'm doing that luncheon. So there's little things here and there, but you know what? I just got to get this house put together here. This is killing me. You know, I don't have much time. I need to get stuff gathered for the garage sale, and that's what it's happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear
you. Know? And, you know, like I said, we'll see what happens. And then, Mario, I hope you're feeling better. And there's another friend of mine who's a little under the weather too, and that's Sam Leach out in England at times. But he's, you know, I hope to see him too when I go over there. I can't wait to go back to England.
And as it has, for those of you who don't know, Mario actually penned our little theme song for our show, which we played now for all these years. So I hope he's up to snuff and feeling better, and we're going to play a bit of that song going out this morning.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Oh. All right, my darling. I guess I bid you adieu, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay, you got it. Talk to you later.
All right, that is Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Steve Boone, where are you?